A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, September 23rd, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the striking down of the very controversial Section 121 of the Constitutional of the Criminal Procedure and Evidence Act.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Maybe that with the immediate effect, that section is no longer operational, and we note with pleasure that it is a section that has previously been used and abused by the state, particularly targeting those in opposition, as well as several other innocent civilian individuals who have been locked up unnecessarily, even after having been granted bail by a magistrate.
Loko ade bekwenza becabanga ukuthi balwa le opposition ikakhule MDC kabalwi le opposition MDC kodwa abazi lwisabona ngokwabo ngoba umhlaba wonke jikelele usubonile ukuthi kwezemthetho ezenziwayo kuzani PF kwezamabhizinisi ezenziwayo kuzani PF kwezomkhonomi ezenziwayo kuzani PF zilakho ukuthi khona zibangelwa ngeminye imithetho enjengana leyo akade bewusebenzisa ukubana bahlukuluze abantu ngawo
ndikufara chose ne leza kuda mudare nasi nekuti mtemo wanga uchishandiswa zvakanyanyisa kuti vanhu vanenge vasungwa kunyanya vanga vanenge vasungirwa zvinezvokuita nezvematongerwo enyika vaigara musungwa kwenguva yakareba vasina mhosva yavaita ende mutongi avona anzwa nyaya yavapa mukana wekuti vatongwa vachibva kumba.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the striking down of the very controversial Section 121 of the Criminal Evidence and Procedure Act.
The Constitutional Court today declared that the controversial provision is unconstitutional in that it is ultra vires Section 13, Subsection 1, and Section 18, Subsection 1 of the former Zimbabwe Constitution.
This declaration came after Fanuel Kamurendo had petitioned the Concord seeking an order striking down the notorious Section 121 of the CPEA. Kamurendo in his papers argued that the provision is, quote, repugnant, undemocratic, and open to plain abuse by prosecutors.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number. 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. That number again,
001-202-619-2077. Criminal Procedure and Evidence Act. Chikamu icho che number 121 icho chanzi achisi pa bumbiro remtemo ne dare re Constitutional Court nasi zvino tevera kukwidzwa kwenyaya na vakamurendo nevamwe vachitivo zvanga zvonetsa kuti kazhinji kazhinji vanhu kana vapuwa nematare mukana wekubvisa mari yechibatiso vachuchizi vanga vachiuya nemutemo iwoyo vachiti aiwa munhu haafaniri kunge achipiwa mukana wekubvisa mari yechibatiso. Asi vakawanda vanopikisana nehurumende vari mumapato akaita sana MDC nevamwe vanga vachiti mutemo wanga uchitarisa kuti wabuda mbamani nekuti vanga vachiti ivo ndo vanga vachingoshandisirwa mutemo iwoyu. Asi vamwe vanenge vaine ropa rakanaka havo vachibva kubato riri kutonga rezanupf vanga vachiti ivo vanga vasinganyanyoomeserwe kunze kwevaya vanenge vapesana nemafungiro ebato rezanupf Gibbs.
Ivambe zuru kandava lingalichona njani lapa likona kona ngapa ngemakaya tina ngapa lo Blessing aisiyaphila sivili wamagama ye udaba esikhuluma ngalo namhlanje esikhuluma ngesinqumo esithethweke lidala lomthethandaba weConstitutional Court elinqumeke ukuthi isiqa secriminal Procedure and Evidence Act esikhonapho kuthiwa yi-section 121 ngasekho emthethweni. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke abajujisi babe njalo ukuthi nxa ungaphiwa i-bail kumbe kungaqinunywa kuhle ukuthi kumele wena wenzeni ube suthathwa kwampana uhlaliswe ekhodi uhlaliswe emapholiseni okwesikhatshana esithize. So lokho kwakusenzakala nxa ukuthi ke blessing ungathiwa ke kule bail kumbe $50 kumbe $100 whatever babe sebekucabangela ukuthi no umuntu lowo kumbe nje ahlale phakathi. So abajujisi babe lelungelo ukuthi bakuthathe banganakile lokuthi ukambe umagistrate ngabe 10 kumbe khona ngale ke kwenye court ngabe khulunywa kwathiwani. So ke khonapho ke abantu abaningi babekhala sibe lokuzwayo nxa sikhumbula nje i-MDC la khona ngale ke yakhala sibili babidla ukuthi lokho kwenzakalayo kakuhle kangako. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngoZulu ukuthi kambe uthini ngesinqumo lesi esedalele Constitutional Court. Ye ngalifuna ukungena kathesi kuhlelo nasinombolo 001-202-619-2077. Ye khulumani sizwe Zulu.
I think we have our first guest, Gibbs, that's a human rights lawyer, Mr. Marufu Mandevere, who is here in Washington at the American University. Of course, Mr. Mandevere was the first lawyer actually to take this matter up to the Constitutional Court. Mr. Mandevere, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, welcome.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, Mr. Mandevere, we are happy that you have actually joined us. And I guess you are very happy, right?
Yeah, I'm very, very excited. I'm very, very excited on the outcome of the case.
What excites you?
What excites me is the trend that that I really saw when I took this case, when I took upon myself to challenge the provisions of Section 121. There was a trend of serious abuse of the law. So I'm quite happy in respect of the outcome.
If you may unpack your claim that this law was now being abused, can you cite some examples?
So you know, we had worked together with Kumbere Mafunda in respect of this case.
Mm-hmm.
So as the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, and we prepared a list of several cases
mm-hmm.
in which the law had been used. Clearly, the greater part were in respect of politically motivated cases or human rights cases. You would not even during the time of the Justina Mukogo cases and all those cases, serious cases that were there, and this law has been used specifically more against opposition political party members and the human rights defenders. And normally, when the law was applied in respect of the research that we had done, in most cases, the appeals were never filed with the Constitutional Court.
Mm-hmm.
And in many other cases that they filed, they lost.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had only one out of around 60 cases that mm-hmm. they'd used this provision and only lost the greater part. And the greater part they did not file. So you could see that this was a clear abuse of the law.
Mm-hmm.
And what motivated me in respect of this case was that when you appeared at the Attorney General's office, the prosecutor who vetted the case is Mr. Michael Mugabe. Clearly, when he was still the magistrate at the Attorney General's office, he gave the instruction that go and oppose bail, and if bail is granted,
mm-hmm.
Invoke Section 121. So I was like, you know, we have not yet been caught.
Mm.
This guy is not going to be in court. He already is saying that if in anticipation of bail being granted,
mm-hmm.
the bail should be invoked.
Mm-hmm.
He has not heard the magistrate's opinion. He has not had opportunity to hear what is going to be said in court. So this mm-hmm. is a clear abuse of the law. And we highlighted that to the court and supported with the list of cases that we had. Clearly, it was a good case.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mandevere. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, of course, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the declaration by the Constitutional Court that Section 121 of the Criminal Procedure and Evidence Act is unconstitutional. Gibbs.
I think that right now, Blessing, we're joined by another guest, Mr. Job Spanda, who is a human rights lawyer and is based in the city of Bulawayo. Mr. Spanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So what is your take on, you know, the striking off of this Section 121 of the Criminal Act?
Well, to be frank with you, I'm not totally surprised by the decision of the Constitutional Court.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I would have been surprised if the Constitutional Court had actually found Section 121 to be constitutional, mm-hmm. because that section clearly, without any doubt at all, was not only unfair, but it flouted and infringed on people's rights to freedom,
mm-hmm.
right to freedom before a person has been convicted of any offense.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really doesn't come as a surprise. I haven't seen the reasons why, but I can imagine what the Constitutional Court said.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, it's not surprising at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Siyawuza kakhulu ke ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana baba Spanda. Ubaba Spanda lapha ekade khuluma ngakho uthi ye kakumangalisi ukuthi umthetho lowo wawubeka eceleni. So babeka nje ngoba ukhanya akade usephula ilungelo labantu. So uthi kodwa kakwazi ukuthi izizathu zangkhona zifakwe ikhoti zithini.
Of course, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. And of course, if you wish to join us right now, call us at 001-202-619-2077. Regaiti zoki kwa muri wa Mandevere. Asika. Kana papa rwa mhosva mapurisa anenge achida nguva yakati rebei yekuti vange vachiferefeta nyaya yacho hamuzoone here kuti izvi zvinokanganisa mapurisa kuita basa ravo
handione sekuti zvinokanganisa mapurisa kuita basa ravo nekuti mapurisa ane mukana wekutanga vaongorora nyaya vova nevasungwa muzvitokisi zvavo kwemaawa anogona kuita iwo 48 then voenda nevasungwa ava kudare ipapo ndobva ndoda kuti mubate ipapo voenda nevasungwa ava kudare then kana tapinda mudare muya isu sevanomirira musungwa nana muchuchizi vanomirira mapurisa tochiinda kudare toti mapurisa oti aiwa munhu uyu akakwanisi kutongwa ari achibva kunze tine zvakawanda zvetinofanira kunge tichidi tichiongorora nekuona kana vadaro isuwo toti aiwa vamuonero kuti panyaya dzakati dzakati dzoita kuti munhu atongwa achibva panze then munhu chete anokwanisa kuzova nemvumo yekuti zvataurwa nemuchuchizi ndizvo here kana gwete here ndi mutongi saka kana vane nyaya yakanaka inoita kuti munhu akunge achitongwa achibva muchitoko mutongi ndiye chete anofanira kuvabvumira mvumo iyoyo kana mutongi ati zvamataura hazviiti munhu anofanira kubva kunge achitongwa achibva kumba ndizvozvo zvitoteerera zvataurwa namutongi zvino mutemo uyu wanga uripo ndewekuti mutongi vati munhu uyu ane mvumo yekunzi atongwa achibva kumba vamuchuchisi vaibva vati inini sekufunga kwangu savamuchuchisi munhu uyu afanira kunge achitongwa achibva kumba saka ndoda kuti ndipuwe mukana wekuenda kuhigh court asi ndichiwana mukana wekuenda kuhigh court uyu ndoda kuti munhu uyu agare ari muusungwa zvakadaro mutongi uya apa munhu uyu mvumo yekunzi atongwa achibva kumba hapana zvavanokwanisa kutaura vamuchuchisi vanongosumuka chete kungosumuka kwavangoita chete zvoterwa kuti munhu otogara muchitokisi saka indinoona sekuti hapana zvambotorera mapurisa simba ravo asi ndavauye kudare vakagadzirira nyaya yavo kana munhu zveshuwa chifanira kunge achitongwa achibva mukati mutongi ndinofara kutaura izvozvo.
Thank you so much. Of course, you heard. I will try to summarize since we have callers. But basically what Mr. Mandevere is saying is that the decision to give bail must rest with the magistrate or the judge. Because he's citing examples where the judge will say, you know, this person is fit to be released on bail. But then the prosecutors will come and revoke this 121, this section 121, and in the end you'll be denied a bail. So, of course, the problem, like what many have been saying, is that sometimes the arrest in Zimbabwe, it's a solution in search of a problem. Instead of investigating first, the police are not doing that. They arrest you first and then investigate later, which becomes a bit problematic. You have a call again?
Yes, I've got a call. So, which means this section was actually, you know, denigrating the image of magistrates and, you know, judges. That's what I assume. Yeah, lapha ke sikumnumzana umbuso moyo ose kwanda. Eh, baba moyo ungawuchona njani kona phekwanda?
Kutonile ngichona njani phapo.
Hayi siyaphila kakhulu. Kunjani esidawunde?
Hayi esidawunde ngiyachitha ntamba makhodo kuyaqanda.
Yeah, nanku ke nasindaba ungathi lapha.
Ah, mina ngibona ngani constitutional court le. Izasikhulula ngokukhululeka kukhanya ngani kungani bekuzima lapha silokhu esikhululwa mbidana mbidana.
Utsho ngaliphi khonapho babamoya?
Ngoba kanti benikwa ithuba lokuthi babhadale ibheyili kodwa ubone sebebiselwe emuva kuba babuyele bayivalelwa ngenxa yanowalowo mthetho ma usuthithiwe. Hayi, siyajabula kakhulu.
So kodwa ngokuzwa kwakho ubona ngani kuthiwa kwakuhamba njani?
Laphana kukhanya ngani uvelele umthetho wawusetshenziswa ngabonaba ama-prosecutor engani ancindezela abantu ngawo umthetho lwa ikakhulu nxa sisondana lama-election laphana bevele kuhluthwa abayesaleli ibheyili abalamacala amancane abana macala amakhulu befakwele ibheyili encane babhula.
Kodwa khona nxa usukhangeleke baba moya ubona zane iZimbabwe ilelungelo yini ukuthi ibe lo mthetho nje ubuvele uhlaleleni xa ukuthi umthetho ngani abantu bathi kawumanga kuhle
vele iZimbabwe ileminye imithetho esikhathazayo kuyaziwa lokhu ngoba le constitution eZimbabwe ingaze ibe khona uku-implimenta kwakhona ngani kuyadumba.
Pho kumele kwenzweni?
Thina sihlala singabantu bethemba kutho ukuthi sithembile ukuthi khona siyabe kulungiseka mbidana mbidana.
Ye nxa ulaba omalutshwane ke ungathini ebantwini bezimbabwe sokulandela lokho ngamafutshane babo?
Hayi, bantu bezimbabwe kufanele sibe lethemba ukuthi sosisiyalikhothonale singani sisilungisele izinto ezininganyana and sicabanga ukuthi khona izasisiza kaninginingi zizabheta
kuba hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba moyo. Ungaphi kwalapho? Usesipiskopu kumbe usejawunda? Ungaphi kwangkhona?
Ngingapha e-Stanmore.
Oye, hayi sibongile khona ngapha e-Stanmore. Ungadelela kusasa moyo.
Siyabonga, siyabonga khona ngapha e-America.
Yes, sibongile moyo baba. So according to Mr. Moyo Blessing, he says the constitutional court is coming right, you know, in some of these issues. And he says freedom is coming, you know, according to him. This is the way to go, and that's the way they are going to gain. People are going to gain some kind of freedom. So he says there's a lot of hope, you know, on this kind of court.
Of course, you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. We are on 909 medium wave frequencies and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kilohertz. Tinemwe mtereri mkoma Joseph Magadi.
Nane makadi yeyu baba.
Aiwa tiripo mukoma Joseph nyari mudariro mainzwa munoonawo sei nezvaturwa nedare reconstitutional court.
Ini ndinofara kwazvo nezvaitika izvi. Nokuti mutemo uyu wanga uchitsikirira vanhu vese, vanhu vakawanda especially vanhu vanotsigira bato risiri ku rinopikisa riri kutonga munhu wanga achingoti akangaita chimwe chinhu mutemo uyo waito kusungirira nokuti pane imwe nguva yataitotiwo kana tiri kumusha ikukuko imwe nguva unongoti kana makangogara makawana unongoere kana pasvika mapurisa otokubvunza kuti kuungana kwamakaita ipapapa makaunganira chii kutongwa futi kuri kuitwa vanhu mumatare unongoona kuti ha vanhu vakatsimbirwa nemutemo uyu saka chekutanga ndinonyanya kutenda mukuru vakatanga kukwidza nyaya iyi kumatare ndomundo vanonhu vanhu vanonzi vakadzidza vanoziva kuti mitemo inofamba kuzozi haa tikatarisa sevo kuzimbabwe kubva kumapurisa vamwe vachoona tirango vakaisa kuzongopimwa netepi mezha kwakutonzi mupurisa nokuti zvimwe zvacho zvavanenge vachisungira vanhu va hazvina kana nemusoro wese but pari zvino pane mukana wokuti kana munhu akasungwa ezvinezvi sepanombodzvanyirwa vanhu vazhinji nezanu p f vachisungwa vachigariswa muzvitoki zvaakiitawo kuti vanenge vachimutsigira vamiriri vake mudare vanoti ko mutemo uyu wamaa kuti munhu agare mudare kuti papi iye adzi anobvisa chibatiso saka mukana uyo watiri kuona kuti mukana wakanaka chaizvo waita kuti vanhu vamwe tiwane kusununguka chechipiri zvaakutarisa kuti kana imomo muzano p f kune vanhu vakasara zvotaridza kuti vamwe vakadzingwa ava ndio vamwe vanga vasina kana musoro kana zvachose vamwe vanenge varimo vasara vane musoro vanoona kuti haa ibato iri rezano p f zvaro but vamwe vacho vane njerewo vamwewo ndo vane dzinotenderera saka vanenge vachipatidzanawo nevane mapatowo anopikisa vakangwara
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru nguma Joseph
ndinotenda baba Jonga
Of course Joseph you heard him clearly he wants to first thank Mr. Mandevere for taking this matter to the Constitutional Court and he says it shows he's a very very intelligent man
and educated
yes and learned and of course he's saying like most Zimbabweans is happy that the Constitutional Court he has taken this decision. He's saying the law was actually being abused by the ruling party, ZANU-PF, to suppress the opposition. Gibbs.
Of course, let's go back to our learned friend, Mr. Mandere. Mr. Mandere, this kind of ruling comes in the way that, you know, the court said today that it was ultra vires the former constitution of Zimbabwe. So now, what about the current constitution? Is it? Can you explain to Joseph and the rest of Zimbabweans?
Oh, the new constitution is more. The new constitution actually is more, gives more rights than the previous constitution. If you then read it instead of the new constitution says that it gives a right to bail. And it says upon when a person has been arrested and when he appears in court, he has a right to bail, which means when a person has been arrested and brought before a court within the 48 hours, he is entitled to bail. Bail is now being given as of right, unlike the previous constitution, but now it's of right. And it can be only be taken unless the prosecution has proved that it is in the best interest of justice. So now it's totally different. So that this new constitution is more comprehensive and gives more rights than the previous constitution. So I think it's totally applicable to this constitution than to the last constitution. Because this constitution is more robust than the previous one in respect of the right to bail.
Yes, I was going to say that Mnumzana Mandevere, uti njengoba laphana kwakukhanywe ukuthi babe gijimisana. Lesekelo sombuso esidala kodwa isakhathesi-ke ye khonokho kukhulunywe lidale le-constitutional court lokhu kufakwa-ke ku-constitution entsha ekhangelana lokuthi umuntu ulalilungelo lokuthi aphiwe ibail aphuma zihambele nje ngekhaya ye ake sizwe silo mnumzana u-eli mpofu ecingweni lapha baba mpofu ungawutshona njani
ikhonakatiokunjani
nompilile mpofu ukuphi khonapho
hallo
ye ukuphi khonapho lapho khona
Yes, I was a Yeah, 10 seconds. Cut this about. Kuzima kakhulu kodwa hayi lamuntu asikujayela isandla izandla ukuthi ungene kuhlelo so sizakufonela futhi singaqeda lapha sike sikhulume ngezamanda ha ngizakufonela mpofu ngizakufonela sibili kakhulu otherwise lamhlanje sibokile kakhulu baba Okay, Baba. So he's saying ZANU-PF is using many outdated laws.
Mm-hmm.
And he says some of the laws were actually used by the Ian Smith government to oppress Zimbabweans.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not happy.
Tina Mkoma Felix. Magadi yiku South Africa. Mkoma Felix.
Tipo Magadi yiku.
Murukupi kujonuku.
Andrimu emalahleni.
Emalahleni. Ndekupiko. Ndekupiko. We drew back.
About 200 outside Joburg.
Munofanira kugara muJoburg musinganetse kudaidzira.
Aiwa, rungofamba zvangu neko ndogara muJoburg.
Oh, okay, good. Saka kana muri muJoburg hamusikorata vatafara manje nekuti hatizonetseke kune kupronounce.
Ya, dizozo.
Right, Mkoma Felix nyari mudariro mainzwa tiri kutaura nemutemo wesection 121 uyiwanzi unotyora kodzero dzevanhu munoti kudi
ya ichokwadi unotyora kodzero dzevanhu ende ndafara nazvo zvikurusa kuti zvaburitswa pachena kuti maprosecutors aya vanoita corruption ndikati pane huori hwakanyanya huripo ipapa wekuti handiti munhu anenge asingadiwe naprosecutor uyo ari kunzi ngaagare mujeri but ko kusaidi kune munhu waanofarira anenge ane mhosva yekuti anofanira kugara mujeri prosecutor umwe chete yeye anomuburisa munhu iyeye
Mkoma Felix Mkoma Felix ndoda kuti mumbobate tiri kudzoka zvakare kwamuri Mr. Mandevere and Mr. Spanda please do stay on the line for our radio listeners Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are actually streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, don't forget us, we are on Facebook and Twitter. Stay tuned.